fly fishing. Beyond the myths. Aptitude Outdoors. By Texas Fish and Game contributing editor Paul Fazinski. Fly fishing, often shrouded in myths and misconceptions, has been a topic of debate for many. From its association with trout, to the perceived high costs and an aura of elitism, many have hesitated to embrace this form of angling. However, as someone who once shared these reservations, I embarked on a journey to uncover the truth and joys of fly fishing. From the versatility of targeting various species to the thrill of mastering the art of casting, this article sheds light on the true essence of fly fishing and why it might just become your next favorite outdoor activity. While trout might be the poster child for fly fishing, there is no reason to limit yourself to just this one species. As a matter of fact, I find catching bass and panfish on the fly to be my favorite. There are many others who find joy in catching everything from carp to tarpon on the fly rod. If you've been running around on the lakes and rivers of Texas your whole life with traditional fishing gear and are looking for an entirely new challenge and thrill, grab yourself a fly rod and start chasing bass at your favorite fishing hole, and I promise it will change your view on the sport. One of the deterrents for many is the perceived cost of fly fishing. When you go to a fly shop and see the price of some fly rods, your eyes can bulge out of your head. My initiation into fly fishing began with a TFO NXT Black Label Combo, a mid-range rod that I still cherish. While it's true that the sport can be expensive, it's also possible to start on a budget. Entry-level fly rod combos are available for as low as $50 on sites like Amazon, and while there are high-end rods that can set you back by hundreds if not thousands of dollars, the joy of fly fishing doesn't lie in the price tag. The average entry-level fly rod combo ranges from $100 to $350, and these will include everything you need to get started. As I began asking around, I was told over and over again to make sure to get something with a warranty. The best bang for the buck that I have found so far is the Path Series combos from Reddington. These come with Reddington's warranty and start around $100. If you ask an experienced fly fisherman what rod to start with, they state across the board a 5-weight fly rod. This will handle anything from the small but mighty panfish, to trout and all the way up to bass. It is essentially the Swiss Army knife of the fly fishing world. It is not too light as to break under the stress of slightly larger fish, but can finesse the smallest, lightest flies gently onto the water's surface. Many people ask, what is the most important piece of the fly fishing rod setup, and I have been told, over and over again, that it is the fly line itself. The rod can fight the fish and help propel the line. The reel is more often than not used to simply hold the fly line unless you're fighting very large fish, in which case you can use the drag system of the reel to help wear them out, but the fly line is what connects you directly to the fish itself and accounts for much of your ability to cast. The line that comes on an entry-level rod is wonderful to learn on, but you may consider upgrading in the future. Like any sport, fly fishing has its share of elitists, however, my experience has been overwhelmingly positive. Most anglers I've met are passionate about the sport and eager to share their knowledge. It's essential to remember that every community has its critics, but they shouldn't deter you from pursuing your passion. Most people who love a sport want to help you learn and are more than willing to give you advice on how to cast, where to fish, and what flies to use to get started. Fly fishing does come with its challenges. Casting can be tricky for beginners, but with practice and patience, it becomes second nature. I would not say that fly casting is particularly hard, it is just different from what you are used to. I have shown people how to cast and had them catching fish within 20 minutes of being out on the water. The thrill of watching a fish chase your fly, the anticipation of the bite, and the satisfaction of a successful catch make the learning curve worth it. If you want to get a head start from a true professional, visit Captain Steve Scooby Stubb at Mudfish Adventures for a guide trip out on Lake Toledo Bend. Not only does he build top-notch fly rods, but is a wonderful casting instructor and all-around fun guy to be around. He will put you on the bass. One of the underrated advantages of fly fishing is its portability. Fly rods are compact and easy to travel with, making them perfect for spontaneous fishing trips. Whether you're flying across the country or driving to a local spot, a fly rod is a hassle-free companion. I have taken my fly rod and gear on multiple trips this year everywhere from Gulf Shores, Alabama to Estes Park, Colorado. Even on completely full flights where they began checking bags, no one has ever made a hassle of me throwing my fly rod in an overhead bin. As a bonus, the hooks on most flies are so small you can bring them along in your carry-on with no issue getting through TSA checkpoints. Fly fishing has reshaped my perspective on angling. It's not just about catching fish, it's about understanding them, adapting to their environment, and mastering a skill. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a curious beginner, I urge you to give fly fishing a try. It's a journey of discovery, challenge, and immense satisfaction. Email Paul Fazinski at contactus@fishgame.com. Thanks for listening.